Warning.
Brace for impact. It began with the book, Brace for Impact, Surviving the Crash of the Industrial Age. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial age. And now, the podcast, describing the downward spiral. The whole global edifice, erected with oil profits, is trembling and cracking, while the people responsible for its imminent implosion refuse to even get under their desks, insisting that there is no problem. This crash that is already underway is not the ultimate one that will bring down the industrial age, not quite yet, but it is going to drop us from the rubble-strewn new normal of the post-2008 Great Recession to the cratered moonscape of the newer normal that will follow the crash of 2015. The problem in 2008 was subprime home loans. The problem now is subprime oil wells. The trigger for the detonators that are setting off the charges that will bring down the oil boom was, of course, the gut-wrenching decline in oil prices, which on Friday reached $66 a barrel in the U.S., a 40% decline in just a few months. That price is below the break-even point for two of the major U.S. fracking plays, North Dakota's Bakken, the biggest, and the Permian Basin in Texas. The situation is far worse in the Canadian tar sands, where costs are the highest of all, and may soon be even worse in the petro states, whose mostly tyrannical leaders can still produce oil at a profit, but who need every nickel that $100-a-barrel oil was bringing in to keep their palaces safe from riffraff bearing pitchforks and torches. Saudi Arabia and Iran are wounded. Libya is in intensive care. Venezuela is in hospice. Although the shale frackers, tar sands cookers, and deep water drillers are keeping up a deafening chorus of "Don't worry, be happy" on the world's airwaves, if you listen carefully when they draw breath, you can hear the cracking of the beams of the stage on which the chorus is standing. Some examples. In the 12 major American shale oil plays, permits for new wells fell by 15% in October, after doubling since November of last year. In the Eagle Ford play in Texas, source of about 40% of the current fracking boom, the decline was 22%. The total number of rigs operating in November, 1,568, was down by 50 rigs in a month and was expected to be down by 100 at year's end. Given the hideous depletion rates of fracked wells, about 80% in the first 2 years, new wells must be opened at ever-increasing rates just to keep production level. If these declines in new wells and operating wells continue for just a few months, we will see sharp declines in shale oil production next year. The stock prices of 9 of the larger operators in the shale patch lost between 19% and 34% of their value on Friday. They're all down about 60% since midsummer. Worrisome as this loss of equity is, it pales in comparison with what happens once the bond markets take fright. The fracking boom has sucked up much of the liquidity sloshing around the country looking for better returns than U.S. Treasuries offer. The frackers have financed their unbelievably expensive operations not with profits nor with stock sales, but with junk bonds, whose owners are not unlike a herd of longhorns on the Texas plains. One lightning strike, they're gone. Any of the events described just now constitutes a lightning strike. Maybe they're waiting to hear the thunderclap. When it comes, the falling dominoes will not stop at the edge of the fracking fields, but will tumble into the territory of big oil, whose titans are also deeply in debt, and on into the general stock market, whose movers and shakers appear to be certifiably insane. Like the laid-off owner of an underwater home, that is, a home worth less than the mortgage on it, going into foreclosure, the oil business is hunkered down, insisting everything is going to be all right, waiting for the sheriff. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.